Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 19th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 10 to 12. It's time to change our attitude from pride to praise. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 15 tells us, "Shall the axe boast itself against him who chops with it? Or shall the saw exalt itself against him who saws with it? As if a rod could wield itself against those who lift it up, or as if a staff could lift up as if it were not wood." In chapter 10 verses 5 to 11, the prophet Isaiah is pronouncing God's strong displeasure with Assyria, the heathen country he had chosen as a tool of judgment against his own people Israel for her multiplied sins. Having announced the coming of an enemy who would ravage Israel, God then identified the nation and said he would judge her for her sin as well. Though Assyria was the rod of God's anger, she was still held accountable by God for her actions. Though God sent Assyria to loot Judah, the Assyrians went beyond what God had permitted. Their king, Sennacherib, stepped over the line when he raised his hand even against the God of Judah. The role of Assyria was only that of an instrument of punishment in God's hand, an instrument like an axe, saw, rod, and staff. However, due to Assyria's pride, God pronounced judgment on her. And this is what he said in verses 12 of Isaiah, "I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks." God said he would punish Assyria for her pride by sending a wasting disease on her soldiers. This occurred in 701 BC when Sennacherib was attacking Judah, and the angel of the Lord put to death 185,000 Assyrian soldiers overnight. It is time to change our attitude from pride to humility, which will happen only when we realize who we truly are, just instruments in the hands of the Almighty God. When we are humble before God, then our vision will be clarified as we realize how much we depend on God daily in our lives. This was what was prophesied by Isaiah concerning the returning remnant of Israel. And we read that in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 20 like this, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such have escaped of the house of Jacob, will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth." Our dependence on God will ultimately lead to our praising God for becoming our salvation, our strength, and our song. This is what God ultimately wants from us every day. Isaiah chapter 12 verses 1 to 5 reads like this, "And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth."